thousands injured in series of mysterious pager explosions across Lebanon, state media and officials say. Thousands of people across Lebanon were reported injured as their handheld pagers exploded on September 17th. Lebanese state media and security officials have said. By Tuesday evening local time, Lebanon's state-run national news agency reported some 2,800 people were injured in the pager blasts and 8 more were killed, including a child. The national news agency reported most people injured in the massive pager explosions sustained injuries to their hands. Lebanon's health ministry called on hospitals throughout the country to be ready to take in emergency patients and advised people who use pagers to get away from the electronic devices. The exact reason for the rash of explosive pager malfunctions is unclear, but many members of Hezbollah, which is designated a terrorist organization by the United States and Israel, appear to have been injured in the blasts. Hezbollah leaders shared a statement through one of their affiliated press agencies on Tuesday, reporting members of various Hezbollah-aligned military units and political institutions were injured in these pager blasts. The Epoch Times could not immediately confirm who had been injured in the pager blasts. Hezbollah has clashed with Israeli forces across the Lebanon-Israel border for months, in a skirmish that has shown signs of escalating into a wider conflict. The Israel Defense Forces declined a request for comment from the Epoch Times about the pager explosions occurring across Lebanon on Tuesday. The Iranian embassy in Lebanon reported that Iranian Ambassador Mojtaba Amani was injured in a blast while in Beirut on Tuesday. Iran's Mehr News Agency, a semi-official publication of the Iranian government, reported Amani's injuries were the result of another pager blast, which it attributed to an Israeli cyber attack. The Iranian government has aligned with Hezbollah over the years, in opposition to Israel. This is a developing news story and will be updated. The Associated Press contributed to this report.